Well, we have two Missouri lawmakers, folks, who have partnered with a former Missouri State Defense Force member, a colonel, to secure about 3,000 protective face shields for healthcare workers here in the state of Missouri and places like high-need hospitals, clinics, shelters, etc., as they battle COVID-19. I'm Brian Helsworth, and on this Monday after our session is ended, delighted to be joined by our Missouri House Speaker Pro Tem, John Wieman. He's from O'Fallon, and his colleague is with me as well on the phone from St. Charles County, State Representative Adam Schnelting. He's from St. Charles. Both of them represent St. Charles County in the Missouri House. Guys, appreciate your help. Mr. Pro Tem, I'll start with you. 3,000 medical-grade protective face shields. How crucial is this, sir?
Well, you know, certainly earlier during the pandemic, it was extremely difficult to obtain any type of PPEs anywhere in the country, and really, quite frankly, around the world. But we were fortunate enough to some good connections with some former members of the Missouri State Defense Force, Colonel Art Botarf. He was able to secure 3,000 medical-grade face shields that we were able to get to Missouri.
Representative Schnelting, you're a former member of the State Defense Force. These face shields, sir, were manufactured by Boston Scientific. They are CDC, they are FDI certified, and the two of you and Colonel, the Colonel there, coordinated that donation after working with several companies to get these face shields to the state of Missouri.
That's right, Brian. And as a military reserve force, the State Defense Force has a dual mission, both of homeland security as well as disaster response. So securing items like PPE for those on the front lines in a scenario like this pandemic, it plays right into the purpose of the State Defense Force.
Gentlemen, when you talk about this donation here, and I should also mention both of you worked as well with Boston Scientific and the Purdue University Parents Association, but in terms of these 3,000 face shields that were warehoused in another state, the donations will be distributed by SEMA and the Missouri Hospital Association. What can you tell us, both of you, about where they will go across the state of Missouri?
Well, it's my understanding, Brian, that these face masks will be distributed by the Missouri Hospital Association through SEMA, State Emergency Management Agency, and will go to hospitals that are in the most highest need, that have the lowest supply of face shields. So that's how it's being distributed around the state.
Adam, anything you want to add on that?
Absolutely. The Missouri Hospital Association is the... We knew that they would be the source of all the information as far as hospitals that actually needed them. So that's exactly why we chose to do it through the Hospital Association.
Obviously, the need is so big, and both of you know that. The governor has talked about it. Representative Runyons, your colleague that you both know well and served with, battled coronavirus, and that was the one thing. He wasn't so much concerned about his health when he was battling COVID-19. That's the one thing he did emphasize to the governor back in March. He wanted to make sure the hospitals were able to get PPE. The quote you made here, Pro Tem Wieman, this is a powerful quote. I'm going to read it to you in your statement to me. You said, quote, "Face shields are one of the best ways to help protect the health of Missouri's caregivers who are on the front line battling COVID-19," end of quote. Elaborate on that.
Well, you know, there are different types of PPEs, and I'm certainly not an expert when it comes to, the scientific benefits of each type of PPE, but I do know from what I've heard from medical professionals that, you know, in many cases you'll have a provider, a healthcare provider will have a face mask on, and then over in front of the face mask will have the face shield, which, you know, when you're in a medical environment, there are liquids, there are airborne things that are floating in the air that someone could cough in your face, and it may not necessarily block them from getting into your eyes or other parts of your body. So the face shield is another layer of defense. It's kind of, in most cases in healthcare, when you're trying to go into a highly infectious area, you want to have multiple layers of protective devices on to keep you from getting whatever bacteria, whatever that you might be exposed to.
Anything you, either one of you, would like to add about the donation or the Defense Force? Something I didn't bring up on that, and then I'll get a quick question from you in general on the session, which is dominated by COVID-19. But anything you want to add on this specifically, either of you, feel free.
Well, I would like to make one point, Brian, that this is one example of legislators in the state of Missouri going out and on their own finding and helping to provide PPEs throughout the state. I know not only did Representative Schnelting and I secure these 3,000 face shields with the help of the Missouri State Defense Force members, but I also was able to get access to a large quantity of PPE face masks that I was able to put in touch with the governor's office. And I know there's been other representatives, Becky Ruth and other members around the state that have gone on their own. No one really knows about it, but went out and found those face masks and were able to distribute them to their local communities.
That's really good information. I appreciate that. And yes, I wasn't aware of Becky Ruth either, so I do appreciate both of you letting me know. Final question, just in terms of the Pro Tem, you were at the press conference on Friday night. I know you were there, and it was obviously most of us were masked up that were there. And I made the point to the speaker. I kind of reminded him back in March, he said something at the time. If anything, he understated it then, but I understood it. He said, this will not be a normal session. He said that back in March. So maybe on paper, let's just say 32 bills got through. But still, you were able to get done with the budget. You were able to get other things done. Just a quick comment, both of you, your thoughts on this session, which clearly was dominated by COVID-19.
Well, you know, I always joke with people that, you know, not every session is not a normal session, that it's always, there's always something different about every session. And this certainly was definitely out of the ordinary given the circumstances. I think the fact that we lost over a month of legislative time to be able to work through and do what we always do and hear a lot of legislation and try to pass good legislation, it was a shortened time frame. And so fortunately, we were able to, as the speaker would say, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We were able to work on COVID-related legislation, but also finish up some unfinished legislation that we started on at the beginning of the year and get those through and pass some good legislation this year.
Representative Schnelting.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. That's a great question. While we didn't get everything passed that we wanted to, we did handle some really important topics, like John said, the budget, as well as dealing with issues like PPE. We did pass some important pieces of legislation, but I certainly look forward to working on priorities this year and preparing for the next regular session.
Anything either one of you would like to add? I'll let you do that. Feel free.
Well, ultimately, I just want to make the point is that I think, you know, every year, you know, we're elected to go up to Jefferson City to represent our constituents and represent, you know, the entire state. And it is our responsibility. We're elected to go up there and to help run the government. And part of our responsibility is to pass the budget and also to pass legislation, meaningful legislation that will help Missourians. And I believe we did that this year. We fulfilled our constitutional duty to pass the budget, which we did, and we also finished up some legislation that we felt that we could get done in the time frame that we had, and which would be ultimately beneficial to the state of Missouri.